I am in a strange dilemma. About 2 years ago, I met this guy from another city, and initially, our relationship was strictly texting, phone calls, and emails. We eventually made plans to meet and have dinner and go see a movie. He came and picked me up, and we went on our first date. He was the perfect gentleman. It was nice. We continued to talk. 2 weeks later, he came over, and we just ordered pizza and watched movies. Well, that night, we slept together. The next morning, we went our separate ways. We still talked, but because we were both busy, we drifted apart. Basically, the thrill was gone, but it was mutual. I was 100% okay with it. Fast forward to a year ago. I was selling my spare bedroom set, and a good friend of mine was interested and came to pick it up. When she came to pick up the set, her man of 12 years was with her. She introduced us, and when he lifted his head, it was him. We shook hands and played it cool, but I was so furious. I could barely say hello. Later that night, he called me, and I was thinking, he's calling to make sure I'm not going to tell her. Nope. He said that once he saw me again, it brought back all those old feelings, and he wants to start seeing me again. I hung up, and he called me 5 more times. I was so upset that I called her, but I didn't have the heart to come clean. She has become one of my closest friends, but how should I tell her that, number one, I slept with her man, not knowing it was her man, and number two, that he's still trying to have sex with me? Should I tell her or not? I know once I do, we will no longer be friends, and that hurts because I value our friendship. Please help. Yeah, this is a strange dilemma because, of course, you care about your friend and the fact that she's with this loser. You don't want to see her hurt, and you don't want to see her so blind in this relationship and the fact that he's doing all this cheating. But absolutely not. You can't tell her. You can't tell her. You just can't. I know you want to, but she won't take it well from you. She won't. She'll be mad. It'll be misplaced anger. She should be upset with him, but you will be the target. That's just it. So you can't tell her if you want to remain her friend. If anyone needs to be told anything, it's this guy she's with that keeps bugging you. You got to tell him to stop, or you will tell her. You have to tell him to leave you alone. What's done is done. It's over. You don't ever want to see him again. In that way, it's done. You have to tell him, but you can't tell her. Let him know how you feel. Steve?
Wow. First of all, I'm amazed at this letter, how this is so downplayed. And I want you to watch something right here. Friend or foe? I met this guy from another city, and initially our relationship was strictly text, phone calls, and email. Okay, can I tell y'all? A whole lot can happen with text, phone calls, and emails.
What do you mean, Steve?
We done all been put to sleep on the phone. Hello.
I got what you mean.
Oh, hey, yeah. I know you get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause you grown. Now they trying to act like we was just texting, emailing, and phone calling. Do you know what the hell can go down with texts, emails, and phone calls? You know how good that can be if you ain't there? Skyping. Sending photographs, breathing heavy. So come on, let's go. Well, we eventually made plans to meet and, but see, first of all, hold up. See, hit a big hole in the story. About 2 years ago, I met this guy from another city. What? How? With who? Where? And it just so happened to be your girlfriend's man of 12 years? Okay. 2 weeks later, he came over and we just ordered pizza and watched movies. Well, that night we slept together. Okay, then you ain't just watch movies and order pizza then, did you? See, tried to slide that in. All we did was order pizza and movies, and then we slept together. Well, you ain't just order pizza and movies. That was the faux play. Everybody know that. Sitting up on the couch together. Eating, and then we slept together.
We had slept together.
But all we was doing was ordering pizza and watching movies. Well, the whole time he was eating them pizza, watching the tip of that pizza go in your mouth and you chewing and you wiping his mouth and he's sitting on that couch watching that movie. Y'all mean to tell me that his hands didn't go nowhere doing that whole pizza eating and movie watching ordeal? You just a lie.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.